I want to hear you say,
I'm the change.
Rifle resident Leslie Robinson of the Grand Valley Citizens Alliance, a local oil and gas watchdog group, was one of several speakers at Saturday's rally.
The environment is on fire, and we have politicians in Washington, D.C. lying, cutting benefits, ignoring our climate crisis, and who are trying to make women second-class citizens. We have local politicians who are deaf to our issues. Let's rise and roar. I'm inviting you to run for political office in 2020 because it's time for us ladies to govern in our town, in our county, and in our country. But first, I want to hear you say,
I'm the change! I'm the change! I'm the change!
Thank you!
Other speakers included Sarah Rankin Gordon of the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, which is fighting the proposed limestone quarry expansion north of town, James Yachino, a Democrat hoping to unseat Congressman Scott Tipton of the 3rd Congressional District, Michelle Ferrigno Warren challenging U.S. Senator Cory Gardner, and Jasmine Ramirez-Ramos, chair of the All-Women Roaring Fork School Board.
Make us fierce! Burn a flame in our being to fight for our children and our future. We declare that this is a move in our country. May the marches of women across the nation and the world light up like a wildfire of change. May women across the country be convicted to rise and transform their community. May they be given supernatural courage to alter the face of this nation. May they become beacons of light in their spaces. May they be contagious. May they revive, advance, diversify, modify, innovate, transform, evolve, resolve, reform, transform, and revolutionize wherever they...
Ferrigno Warren from Denver said that out of all the women's marches on Saturday, she chose Glenwood Springs to march with Ramirez-Ramos, who was the first woman of color to be elected to the Roaring Fork School Board.
I met her several months ago on the campaign trail and wanted to lend my support. It's a really important time with the centennial year of women's suffrage. That's where we are right now. And then also, we've never had a woman senator in Colorado, and so I'm one of the women candidates trying to ensure that when we celebrate the 100-year anniversary in August 2020 of women's suffrage, we have a woman on the ticket. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Marchers left Glenwood Centennial Park, chanting down Grand Avenue and along the pedestrian bridge, vowing to vote in the next election and getting more involved in local issues.
Rachel.
Where do you live?
In Rifle. I want to continue doing what I'm doing, which is showing up to events when I can, making it very known to the people that I surround myself with, where I stand on these issues, and just continuing to try and get people out to vote for candidates that are going to represent the interests of women and traditionally oppressed populations.
Were you at the 2017 march?
I was.
Okay, where?
I was in D.C. and for the first march. I mean, D.C. is just a totally different experience. I think people were really ignited by the recent election, and a lot of people have just separated themselves from that because it's been really painful to watch this current administration as it continues, and it's really hard to invest yourself in it because you just get hurt over and over again. That being said, we've got a really important election coming up this year, and I think now is the time to get excited again.
For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh in Glenwood Springs.